You're listening to Vatican Radio World News. In the headlines this Tuesday evening, the death toll following China's earthquake climbs to 12,000. The UN expresses frustration at Burma's refusal to allow international aid into the country, and the president of the Thai Bishops' Conference talks about the Catholic Church in his country. Good evening, I'm Irene Lagan. At the top of the news this Tuesday evening, the death toll from China's worst earthquake in three decades rose today to more than 12,000 people, with thousands more missing. A day after the powerful 7.9 magnitude quake struck Monday afternoon, state media said rescue workers had reached the epicenter in Wenchuan County, where the number of casualties is still unknown, and rain was impeding efforts to rescue victims trapped under debris. The head of the Asia News Service, Pontifical Missionary Father Bernardo Cervellara, told us the scale of the disaster poses a challenge even to the well-prepared Chinese authorities.
China has the strength, the military strength, because normally for disasters they use the army and soldiers to cope with the difficulties. So the military, they have the military strength and also the economic strength to face and to solve all the problems. However, I think that this time is quite difficult because the area which has been hit by the quake is very, very big, and there are many difficulties. There are weather difficulties, so planes and helicopters they cannot fly too easily, and there are debris on the road. There are no communication, so the picture is quite dim.